For you do, Buzz, as we welcome via the telephone into the studio this morning, Ryan Johnson, who is producer and marketing director of a very cool event coming up this week in downtown Mobile, and it is the South Sounds Music and Arts Festival. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How's it going?
Going good. Tell us about this incredible event featuring over, is it 40 bands?
Yeah, we do. We have over 40 local acts, mostly all Southeastern regional based original acts. And they're performing over three different stages in downtown Mobile over the next 4 days this weekend, so Thursday through Sunday.
Is this like a replacement for the defunct Bayfest, or is there no connection, or what?
No connection. It actually started as an event called Load Alive in 2011, and even before that, there was a precursor event called Coastline Chronicles. It was just kind of a way for some local people that wanted to give a stage to other local bands, and then also, you know, some more regional acts that we're kind of getting looked over as like a flyby, you know, area of the country. So, you know, the goal has always been to promote this regional area.
Okay.
And in terms of like South by Southwest, likes to do a venue-based pub crawl sort of style. That's what we wanted to bring, but just be specific to, you know, our area in Mobile.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing bands from Atlanta and New Orleans, and so it's a lot more than just local. Like you said, it's focusing on the region.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited, especially. It kind of started with the date of Tank and the Bangas kind of wanting to play a smaller venue again, and so it's cool to have them want to, you know, come back to Mobile. They have some roots here as well, so.
So, how are the arts involved? Isn't this a benefit for, what is it? Is it the Mobile Arts Council, or tell us about that?
Oh, yeah, some. So, on Sunday evening, we're going to have art vendors, local vendors that, you know, either make fine art or local jewelry, or I think we have a couple food vendors. They're free to set up between 4 and 7. So we have that as well. And then we use all local designers for all the art and stuff. So, yeah, we're just trying to keep it involved as much, you know, across the board in terms of whether it's music or fine art or, you know,
okay,
artisans so, or craft makers.
So how does it
either
work?
They're all one and the same, huh?
Okay. All right, so how does it work? Where are, what are the venues and the dates and times, and how can folks get tickets?
So it's taking place kind of around three different areas in on Conception Street in the entertainment district in downtown Mobile. So we have Alabama Music Box. That's at 12 South Conception Street. And then you have the Merry Widow, which is at 51 South Conception Street. It's literally one block. And then we have an Oyster City and Faubourg Brewing beer stage that will be located in the parking lot of the Merry Widow. So day passes are $40. So you can come for just a day if it makes more sense for you. And then $65 for a weekend pass. And tickets are at southsoundsmusicfest.com. And you can buy them in person as well at what we're calling South Sounds HQ, which is going to be located at the Social Experiment. And that's at 68 South and 7th Street. So it's literally half a block towards Government Street. So if you get to Conception Street, you'll find us.
Okay. And it sounds like you just kind of get to walk from one venue to another and hear a lot of great music.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal. Yeah, we have all kinds of genres as well. So it ranges everywhere from local hip-hop to, you know, fans of Widespread Panic. We have JoJo Hermit. We have a indie kind of country act from Charleston called Sisto. So it's, yeah, and we have a metal band. We have all kinds of music.
I saw a New Orleans group, too, so a little brass thrown in as well, I'm hoping.
Yeah, we have Blackwater Brass Band. They're from the Gulf Coast. And then Sax Kicks Ab. They're playing kind of a late night set, but they are members of Tank and the Bangus and Latranium and a rapper named Alfred Banks. So it's a little, some of these are, you'll see multiple replays just as super groups of different versions of each other.
Interesting. Okay. So the best thing for folks to do is look where I'm looking now at your website, southsoundsmusicfest.com.
That's correct, yeah. And we just posted our daily grids as well, so you can actually plan out. And if you're concerned about whether you want to actually commit to the whole weekend, we have a free showcase from 3 to 7 on Saturday afternoon at the Merry Widow. So those four acts from 3 to 7, you can just come see free of charge, all ages. So.
Well, that's cool. All right. Well, Ryan, this sounds like quite an event and quite a feat to pull off, organizing 43 bands in 3 or 4 different venues. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, we're a little crazy, but we love it. So, yeah, I keep telling everyone it's a labor of love. You know, the bands committed to it and jumped on it without knowing all the details, and we kind of jumped in without knowing all the details, and the city got behind us. So we're really excited, and we hope that people come out.
All right, and that is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, is that correct?
Correct, yep, 30th through the 31st. We have a kickoff party on Thursday, but yeah, the main dates are the 31st through the 2nd.
Okay. And once again, go to southsoundsmusicfest.com.
Correct.
In fact, I just went from there. I clicked on buy tickets, and it's going to take you to Eventbrite. Southsoundsmusicfest.com. Okay. And for those that have a question they'd rather ask in person, I guess they could contact you at the Merry Widow? Or is there a number?
Yeah, we have an email. It's southsoundsinfo@gmail.com. But yeah, South Sounds headquarters at the Social Experiment, there'll be somebody available at any time to direct you or help you or sell you or show you, you know, anything you need.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, sounds like a great event. And this is Rain or Shine, because most of it's all inside.
Yes, correct.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you for your time this morning, and good luck with the festival.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Once again, that is southsoundsmusicfest.com. That sounds like a huge event and a great economic boost to downtown Mobile as well. It is 8:30 and 72 degrees. I think we'll squeeze in this song, and then we'll have some community news. Traffic and weather. Stay tuned. Here's the lovely Carly Simon.
Darling, you can count on me till the sun dries up the sea. Until then, I'll always be devoted to you.
WABF 1480.com. Carly Simon, and of course you can hear in the background James Taylor. Great music and memories. It is now 8:33 and 72 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we check in with Kenny and coastal traffic. Had some issues this morning. Let's see what's happening now.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, Mobile Police telling us there are lots of areas with power outages through the Mobile area with the showers and thunderstorms that are rolled through. So if you come up on a traffic light that's out, make sure to treat that as a four-way stop. There are also accidents Airport Boulevard in front of Baker High School, Dawes at Oak Point Court, and Dolphin Street at Florida Street. Highway Patrol working accidents I-10 westbound at the 43-mile marker, about a mile past the Highway 59 exit. Serious accident I-65 northbound at Highway 43 in Baldwin County. Great rates and great service. Visit All In Credit Union to experience both. Earn more on your deposits and pay less for your loans, all while receiving financial service that is second to none at All In Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA. I'm Kenny with Coastal Traffic on WABF 1480.